A different sort of immigration rally happened on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol today. It was organized by a Portland lawyer and a cohort of unlucky widows and in-laws. They're chipping away at what has come to be known as the widow penalty. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Who can resist a love story? This one begins in a club near a U.S. Army post in Korea. Rosalie Skrabeck had just started working there as a bartender and hostess when a certain soldier caught her eye.
He's kind of cute, so I just came in and then just introduced myself. He's not snobbing like stuff like that.
She's describing Infantry Sergeant Derek Skrabeck. He hailed from the small Willamette Valley town of Dallas, Oregon. Rosalie is a citizen of the Philippines. Soon they were dating.
So we went out, and then he said, babe, I really want to marry you.
To make a long story short, they were married at the American Embassy in Seoul, South Korea. The couple moved to Oregon in December 2007. Now, the U.S. requires a 2-year waiting period before an immigrant spouse can receive permanent residency. That's to weed out sham marriages. In this case, tragedy struck 20 months into the marriage. Derek drowned when the small fishing boat he was riding in capsized along the Oregon coast. Still grieving for her husband, Rosalie got a second shock at her next appointment with immigration. The Filipina discovered she was deportable because she's technically no longer married to an American.
I was thinking about, if they're going to send me back, and it's not right because I came here, legally.
Basically, they told us there wasn't anything they could do for her, and they couldn't help her.
That's Rosalie's American mother-in-law, Tabor Skrabeck. She was appalled.
In Rose's case, she lost her husband. She lost her whole life. And then they have that fear of losing dreams that they had. It's so unfair.
The fix the Skrabecks find themselves in is nicknamed the widow penalty. It affects foreigners whose American spouse dies before they've been married long enough to get their green card. Immigration lawyers know of 60 to 70 other such cases in the western U.S. There's the au pair from South Africa who married a young Costco manager from Clarkston, Washington. Before she got permanent residency, he was killed in a crash with a Pepsi truck. The immigrant widow was subsequently ordered back to South Africa. In a case from Washougal, Washington, the wife is the American and the husband British. After 14 months of marriage, the wife dies of sudden respiratory failure. Her husband wants to stay on to grieve with her family, but is denied. The widow's and widower's plight came to the attention of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano within days of her taking office. That, according to her spokesman, Matt Chandler. He says broader immigration and border policy has proven quite complicated, but this was something Napolitano decided to take an early stab at.
There were some sad cases there, and we have a responsibility to not only enforce the laws of this country as they're written, and especially as it pertains to immigration. But we also have a responsibility to do so in a practical and common sense way.
Napolitano has ordered deportations of surviving spouses and their children deferred for 2 years. That gives Congress time to fix the law if it chooses to. In Portland, immigration attorney Brent Renison has championed the widow's cause for more than 5 years, the work all pro bono. He says congressional action offers the quickest resolution, but Renison also recognizes the poisonous politics around immigration, so he has a case that's ripe to take to the U.S. Supreme Court.
We are receiving this attention because there is a fundamental miscarriage of justice going on, and people can see it right away. I guess I was hoping maybe a little bit too much from the new administration. We got half of what we asked for, which was to stop the madness of deportations.
The first peas of the season.
Mm-hmm. Back in Dallas, Oregon, the members of the Skrabeck household say they now have hope. The immigrant widow still can't work, go to school, or even get a driver's license. She and her mother-in-law garden a lot.
Oh my God,
never seen peas before.
What they no longer fear is a knock at the door with a one-way ticket out of the country. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.